This is Morning Edition from NHPR. St. Paul's School in Concord is now the subject of a criminal investigation. The Attorney General's Office announced it was launching the probe yesterday in conjunction with Concord Police and New Hampshire State Police. This comes after the prestigious prep school released a report earlier this year detailing a decades-long history of students being sexually abused by members of the school's faculty. There's also been reports this year of a new game of sexual conquest being played by students on campus, 2 years after the high-profile sexual assault case of Owen LaBrie. We're joined now by State Representative Deborah Altshuler. She's a Democrat from Stratham who had called for the state to investigate the school. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. What is your reaction to the state launching the investigation?
I'm thrilled. I'm very glad to hear that Attorney General McDonald is taking this seriously and that the weight of the Attorney General's office will offer a gravity to what's happening over at St. Paul's that it appears that they have not fully embraced.
What convinced you that it was time for the state to get involved?
Well, a few things. First, when the I was encouraged to hear that the school had initiated their own review of some of their practices and had a really honest look at some of the things that had happened in their past leading up to the year 2000. And when they put out their report, there were a couple of red flags for me, at least, that said that they were looking backwards as, you know, well, it's wonderful and incredibly instructive to reflect on some of your past bad actions or inactions. It really wasn't a forward-looking report in that it didn't address that there was student-on-student sexual assault. They were really focused on some of the boundary as what they call boundary issues with faculty and students. And the rape culture doesn't exist in a vacuum. Rape culture is the systematic normalization and minimization of sexual assault in a community. And when, you know, you don't put real efforts into doing violence prevention education and acknowledging that there are issues, the students, you know, ended up forming their own social structure, which then hurt other students. So we had the Owen LaBrie case. And then you move on to, you know, students in a boys' dormitory using a fast food crown to mark sexual conquest, and then you move on and you find out that there's a map hidden in a laundry room with students' names on it of more sexual conquest.
So is it your position that...
Clearly it's out of control.
It's your position that the school itself is not taking the issue seriously enough or not doing enough to protect students?
Yeah, I think the school... I think the school has a culture problem, and I don't think that they were dealing with it in the way that was at all meaningful.
You've been very vocal in your call for the investigation, but do you think pressure from the legislature or the public ultimately played a factor in the AG's decision to launch the investigation?
I'm sure that it was a factor, but I would not speak for the Attorney General's office motivations, but I hope that their motivations, as they stated in their news release the other day, that, you know, they also recognize that a systematic series of events has created, you know, a culture that needs investigation.
The Attorney General's office says its investigation will look into whether the school endangered the welfare of children or possibly obstructed justice. What's your hope for the investigation in terms of what it can accomplish?
My hope is that, you know, the St. Paul's took a great first step in doing the report that was issued earlier this year. And I'm hoping that they take some of the findings from that report and some of the findings that will come out of this investigation from the Attorney General's office to really reformulate their culture and their climate on campus, because right now they have child-on-child abuse, and they are children. They are under the age of consent, you know, more than 50% of them. They clearly have a culture issue on the campus that needs addressing, and this is a real opportunity for St. Paul's to do a complete overhaul. And so I'm hoping that they take that that challenge and rise to it and create a model for other boarding schools and other high schools to use as a way to prepare our young people for appropriate, healthy relationships in their future.
State Representative Deborah Altshuler from Stratham, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Rick.